Tell us a little bit about your involvement in the Blue and Gold.
Well, I'd say my involvement, I was thinking about where, how, and why I got involved with FFA, but I think it's because I came from a chapter that in the late 1970s and early 1980s was very active. We had a number of past state FFA officers, and my freshman year in high school, one of the members of our chapter was running for national office, so I had a chance to go to the National FFA Convention as a freshman. And, you know, when they say that you're bitten by the bug, I think that that freshman experience was the launching pad to a lifelong relationship with the FFA.
Well, and you went on to state office as well.
I did. I was very fortunate. I was a chapter officer, and then back in the day when we still had districts, and you were probably a reporter in Redwood Falls at that point, I was a district officer, and then I did apply run for state FFA office, and in 1984-85, I was a state reporter.
So what was the year like when you served in that capacity?
You know, sometimes it feels really cliche, but you hear officers talk about how meeting the students, and it's all about the students and inspiring students. And it's kind of fun still today when you hear from an adult up here that says, oh, I remember when you were a state officer at FFA camp. And so I think it was eye-opening. You know, you're in a leadership role for this youth organization. You have incredible opportunities to meet industry leaders and professionals, and also work with students and hopefully inspire the students to pursue their dreams and passions. And, you know, one of the things I think about FFA is teachers. It's all about the teachers, right? They are so incredibly important. My teacher, Loyal Fisher, opened up so many opportunities to me, and kids get started in things they don't know about, and they find they love speaking, or they love crops judging, or they love leadership. And so that year as a state officer was a tremendous, I would like to say culmination, but it really wasn't the culmination of my FFA experience, but it was a tremendous experience with Mr. Day as a state advisor and Jim Ertle as a state executive secretary, and working with Jeff Moon and my fellow officers that year.
Well, it is fun because you have stayed involved in this organization as alumni and acted with the foundation, those kind of things as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about as we come into FFA week, you know, just want to go back for a second to think about the role model. So today, the Ben Olanders and the officers who are leading today, they're role models for the current students. And I think back to some of my role models. You know, I was involved in FFA not that long after girls were just admitted in 1969. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to a couple of the role models that I had, from Rendell Diane Smith, who was a state officer. Peg Zink from Danube, she was my hero. I wanted to be like Peg. And Kim Lippert, who was the first state FFA president. They were tremendous role models to me, and still continue to, I still think about them and admire them as, not really peers, I guess they're still my heroes. But yes, I did stay involved. And one of the things that was really important for me was I thought I was going to be a teacher as well. And so even though I grew up in a farm in Rendell, I felt like I didn't have all the experience that would make me a good teacher. So I took advantage of the FFA's work experience abroad program and worked in Germany for 6 months, as you know, on a dairy farm. And that shifted my trajectory. I fell in love with learning and meeting people from other countries, and then spent 2 years backpacking around the world, which brought me back to the University of Minnesota. And shortly after that time, I joined the FFA Foundation and also the FFA Alumni Association, and helped start with you, the Metro FFA Alumni Chapter. And so it is a lifelong relationship, and I'm happy to be involved still today.
I remember your time in Germany. Tell me about the backpacking across the world. Where'd you go? What was that experience like?
Well, there was an FFA member from Kentucky who, after he finished his 6 months in Germany, like me, I was in a dairy farm in Bavaria, he went on to do what they called ATW, Around the World program through FFA, and that inspired me to want to see more of the world. So I had connected with international students at the University of Minnesota as a student, and went west. We found a friend to travel with me. We started in New Zealand for a month and a half, Australia 2 months. Actually, I got to connect with the future farmers of Thailand for a month in Thailand, and then on to China, backpack for a month and a half throughout China. And that was an early, like, they talked about the open cities, like not every tourist couldn't go everywhere in China at that time. And then we took the Trans-Siberian across Russia to Hungary, and Europe back to visit my host family from when I was working on the dairy farm, and then continued to experience Europe in, my mom's heritage is Norwegian, so I went to the summer school in Oslo, Norway to learn Norwegian and meet my relatives, and continued to travel throughout Europe until I came back home.
My God, what an experience. And you stayed involved with MAST and such when you came back to Minnesota and really kept that connection with the international students.
Absolutely. You know, I came back and didn't know what I wanted to do after that. And, you know, for students who are thinking about, you know, finish your degree or you finish an experience and what's next, that was a challenging time. And so I was fortunate to be able to work with the MAST program, which is an international exchange program bringing students from around the world for practical training in agriculture and horticulture in the U.S. I worked with that program for about 6 years and then started my job that I have now in alumni relations for the College of Food, Ag, and Natural Resource Sciences. But as often, whether it's an FFA relationship or a college relationship, those connections with the MAST students have sustained. And so my children have had the opportunity to travel and meet MAST students around. We've been to Europe with them for reunions of the students that were here when I was a senior in college, 1986-87. And so that's been a real blessing. And when I meet students, I often encourage them to think about an international experience and love sharing my contacts with them so that they might experience something like I have. But Don, when I was traveling, there was only mail. There wasn't cell phones and email. So they got it a little easier today. But it's regardless of how easy it is, it's really tremendous to have those connections around the world and keep up with topics, you know, current topics with our friends in Europe and Australia and Asia and Africa.
You know, I think a lot of us can look back and say FFA had a big impact on our life, but boy, it really changed the whole trajectory of your life, didn't it, Mary?
It absolutely did. And, you know, I would say that it hasn't stopped. I think about the friends that I made when I was at FFA camp and the people I've gotten to know along the way, Steve Olson, Val Oswald, you. It really is a part of the fabric of my life. And I think for a lot of us, when we stop and think about what that blue jacket being connected to that organization has done, it really has been important and continues to be. And I love continuing to support students today. And, you know, Don, one of the challenges is some still think that FFA is production agriculture. There is a portion of that, absolutely. But it's biotechnology, it's horticulture, it's fisheries and wildlife. There's a place for everyone in FFA and a chance to grow and find your passion. And so I'm excited about the students that are getting involved today and the things that they're doing, the things that they're learning, and the way that they're changing the world.
I love your excitement. Mary, any final thoughts as we celebrate this FFA week?
I am thankful for having had the opportunity to be introduced to FFA. I'm thankful for the impact it's had on me and for others. And, happy FFA week to everybody.